Dozens of skeletons begin running down the steps, but Matios vomits up a wall of fire. Blah! We are now in combat. Lowry, you're up.
Grab Elvis. Come on, we gotta run.
Matios goes, run? But, I mean, they're just skeletons.
Run and pull. Take Elvis with me.
Okay, go with Lowry. But we gotta stay and gotta fight. We're heroes.
You make a run for the front door, but it has been closed and bolted shut.
Divert into that other room, the one where I broke the crystal.
Matios reluctantly follows down the hall behind you. Hang on, well, they all have to run through the fire. And they will, they're dumb skeletons. And then once they die, we can take all their stuff.
Shove Elvis into the room. Get behind the door. Are you coming, Matios, in or out?
Well, I mean...
Okay, you're out. I close the door.
Lowry, he's out there all by himself. I open the door.
You open the door a creak, and you see that Matios has thrown up another wall of flame to stop the skeletons from coming through this hallway. But they don't. They just run right by him, as if away from something else.
Close the door again. Matios thinks he's going to burn a bunch of skeletons to death. The skeletons are already dead, Elvis.
I know that, Lowry. They're animatronic, which means that they're being animated by tronic sorcery.
Tronic sorcery is a sham. There's no such thing as tronic sorcery. It's all just smoke and mirrors.
But, Lowry...
From the other side of the door, you hear... Push
open the door.
Looming over the fire and Matios is a skeleton abnormally tall. It has too many ribs, its limbs are too long, and its bones look as though they've melted slightly. And Matios himself is horrifically melting slightly, as he's bathed in a purple fog that is gradually drifting out of this creature's mouth. Skeletons are running in all every direction, they're stained purple by the fumes created by this thing. They look like they don't like it, and they are trying to get away from it. Several skeletons run towards the door.
Close the door.
You hear the skeletons clack against the door. They don't weigh very much, but they scratch and they scrabble, and they're trying to get in.
Oh my god!
Take off your pants.
What?
Take off your pants now!
Lowry, we gotta go out there! Matios is getting dissolved!
Oh my god, I reach down and I grab the loincloth in front of Elvis's armor.
You rip loose Elvis's loincloth.
Stuff it in the bottom of the door, try to cover up the cracks.
What are you doing?
Trying to keep that poison gas, whatever it is, from seeping underneath the door.
But what about Matios?
A man who is already melted cannot be saved, Elvis. He is dead.
The singers will say that we cowardly hid inside while Matios melted.
The singers will never know. Look at me. Look at me. We are down here unofficially. No one is going to know we're here. We are going to die, and the singers will not sing about it.
But I mean, if they will, if we survive...
We will not survive unless you take off your pants.
But I'm wearing greaves over the
get him off. We gotta stuff the door.
Okay. I start to take off my boots and my armor and everything, and I get off my pants.
Stuff Elvis's pants under the door. Okay, shirt too, everything.
My legs are cold.
This is the part of the adventure that the singers don't sing about, Elvis. This is why I said that adventure was a stupid idea. I am trapped in a cold, dark room with you and a bunch of arrows in my chest that I'm afraid to pull out for fear of making the wound worse. We should have never come down here. I should have never indulged in this idiocy. I was happy in my cave, which was also dark and cold, by the way, and I didn't complain.
I'm sorry, I didn't know I would cause all this by trying to have an adventure.
This is literally the only outcome of adventures. Did you not read the books?
Yeah, but normally they overcome. Their friends come to the rescue or something.
How many friends did you make?
You and Matios?
Okay, Matios is not a friend. He's like an acquaintance.
Okay, well, just you then. I mean, you're like a mentor. A mentor is something you're supposed to get, right? Like a wizard, you're a wizard.
I'm not a wizard. Wizards are charlatans. I'm a philosopher. I dabble in truth.
Okay, well, my pants are off and my shirt's off and I don't have my armor on and I'm cold and I'm naked and Matios is all melted and probably dead.
Well, he's not screaming anymore, so we at least know the worst is past.
Unless his vocal cords melted, in which case he doesn't have the ability to scream, but he still feels pain.
That's true. And you did this to him, Elvis. You did this with your adventure.
Oh, God.
So what did we learn today?
That I have a lot of adventuring ahead of me before I'm ready to safely adventure?
No, that is not the lesson. The lesson is that adventuring is dumb.
I don't understand.
Because it got me shot, and you're not exactly friend Matios killed, and also you're naked.
But relieved of my burdens, though, right? Which you said is important materially.
Yes, okay, that is true. Being relieved of your burdens is important. How do you feel?
Embarrassed? Do I look okay? I've never been looked at naked before, so I'm worried that maybe I don't look good.
Okay, first rule of being naked, you gotta not worry what people think, because everyone will have opinions, and all of those opinions are wrong.
Okay.
So I'll start. You don't look good.
Oh, no.
No, see, you have to discard my opinion. It doesn't matter. Your body is what you were given through whatever twist of fate, so...
Okay, but if you're saying that I shouldn't care, that is your opinion, isn't it?
No, I'm stating a point of fact. It's not an opinion.
I'm lost again.
It is a point of fact that you should not care about other people's opinions.
Okay.
And since that's a fact, you know, it's not in dispute.
Okay, but if you think I'm unattractive, that is a statement of fact from your perspective, isn't it?
I'm a lizard man, Elvis. I'm interested in lizard women. You don't look the least bit like a lizard.
Oh. Yeah, I guess that makes me feel better.
Yeah, I have a different standard of beauty. Everyone has different standards of beauty. You see?
I think you look nice. I like how green you are.
Well, your opinion is not important. It doesn't matter how you think I look.
I just want you to feel good.
See, but that's why it doesn't matter, though, because you might just be saying that to make me feel good. And then I'll feel good, but then it'll turn out I'll get rejected by a female because I don't actually look good.
They do have a different standard of beauty from me.
They do. They're mostly looking for a male that can beat up other males. And some males are bigger than I am.
Okay.
I don't know what men find attractive in each other.
I don't really understand either. I don't know.
I've heard that the father, like, stays to raise the kids and doesn't eat them, which is weird.
We tend not to. They say that you get bad diseases from that. Warm-blooded animals tend to...
It's a waste of good nutrition.
So, what do we do now?
Well, we can take some time to reflect.
Oh, that's good. Okay. I reflect with my little eye something cylindrical.
I meant more internal reflecting.
But how would something reflect off of you internally? It can only bounce off of the reflective surface.
Actually, you know what is a better idea? Let's meditate.
Like a wizard?
No, wizards don't meditate. Wizards levitate.
But meditation makes you levitate.
Only if you achieve enlightenment.
Right. Because you get lighter and then you lift up.
One key of meditation is silence, however. So I need you to sit silently and think about how wrong it was to go on this adventure.
Okay. I sit down, cross my legs, and I close my eyes. Larry, there's a problem.
Yes, what?
Every time I close my eyes, I see Matios melting and being devoured by that skeleton.
Stuff like that is a big hurdle for meditation.
Oh, good. I was worried I was doing it wrong.
You are. Learning to close out the skeleton that is melting Matios is an important first step of good meditation.
Okay, so if I get better at it, that will not play in my head anymore. That's good.
Yes, think about your breathing.
Oh, God. Matios' lungs probably melted first. That was the first thing he would have done. He would have inhaled the gas and then choked to death.
You're focused on Matios' breathing.
You're right. I'm sorry.
Okay, think about your fingers.
About them scratching at the door like those horrible skeletons.
Elvis, it's not a word association game. Think about your toes.
Click, clack, click, clack, running down the tiles.
Take in a deep breath.
All right.
Okay, and just hold it until you pass out.
I hold my breath until I pass out.
Okay, Elvis passes out. Lowry, what now?
I try to meditate, but I can't stop thinking of the horrible click-clack of skeleton feet. And then I pace around the room and concern myself for, I don't know, hours?
You don't know indeed. It's a very long stretch before anything changes. If you listen at the door, you can hear the skeletons occasionally running back and forth. Occasionally, it does quiet down a little bit, presumably when the skeletons run somewhere else. But if you wanted to escape, you'd either have to pick the lock or find the key on Matios' corpse.
No, we'll wait for desperation to really set in before we take that risk.
Then in that case, I suppose you would eventually fall asleep because there's nothing else to do and it's dark. You wake up in a start to blam, 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 and the sounds of men shouting. There's the clang of steel and then blam, blam, blam! Eventually, it all settles down. Then you hear someone fiddling with the door.
Okay, how do we lock it? I guess we would have shoved Elvis's sword in there.
Yep.
I pull it out.
The door swings open, and on the other side, you see Rosendo and a group of armed men that you don't recognize.
Rosendo's the guy from the bar, right?
Yep, that's him. He holds up a torch and he peers in the room at you guys. He's got a gun in hand, but it looks like the rest of his guns have all been spent and thrown away. They're not in his bandolier. He blinks and he goes, "Hey, I recognize you guys."
Oh, thank goodness you're here. We came down here with some dragon guy on your list. He said it was cool because he had a schedule, and then he had to break in using lockpicking tools,
Wait, did he say he had a schedule?
Yes, he said that. He did say that.
I told you that I do the scheduling.
Well, that guy told us that he had a schedule set up through you.
Now, when you say that guy, who do you mean?
Is there anything left of Matios?
Yes, there is kind of a damp slurry of dragon over there. There's still some chunks of flesh and stuff, but he is not looking too good. He's staying slightly purple.
I think that's Matios.
One of the armed men nudges him with his toe. Rosendo says, "Guess we won't be hearing his side of the story, will we? So what, you guys ran off, left him to die?
We're sorry, sir. We didn't mean to leave him at first. We told him to come in the room with us.
Yeah, he was very macho. He was like, I can fight all the skeletons all by myself. You guys go ahead.
He kind of was a little bit.
Did you guys go down below?
Below what?
This floor. The door was open to the lower floor. You guys didn't go down there, did you?
No, that door was open when we got in. Matios complained about it.
Yeah, he said whoever they were sloppy and that's not allowed.
That's because it's dangerous. The deeper you go, the worse the things are that get summoned. We have a lot of rules for a reason. You should have come down here with someone more experienced.
We thought he was experienced.
Well, maybe that's true. Damn, you did pay for it at the very least. I hate to tell you this, guys, but you're not going to get to keep any of the scavenge that you may have picked up.
That's okay, sir. We failed in our quest. We don't even deserve any loot.
I didn't even want any to begin with. I didn't even want to come down here.
He did it all for me, sir. I caused all of this.
All right. Look, I got a lot of questions, and I'm going to need time to ask them all. I mean, first big one, though. Did you see that huge skeleton?
I saw it killing Matios, yes.
We did get a glimpse
of it. How come no one talks about those? You think that would be 101 on the first lesson?
The first lesson is you go in the dungeons with me and I walk you through the process.
Now that would explain why I didn't hear about the melting skeletons.
There's not supposed to be a melting skeleton. That's why I asked you about it. Did you set something off, or did you go in a room? Did something summon it? How did it get here?
I don't know, sir.
Yeah, we don't know.
It must have come through that door, the second level door.
No, there's nothing like that in the second level either.
Then we don't know.
All right, fine, you don't know. Where are you guys staying right now?
The streets.
Okay, well, people are going to want to question you, so I got to fill out a bunch of paperwork and everything. I mean, so when somebody dies, it's a big deal, okay? So can you come by later on, tomorrow night, and we'll talk about all this, okay? You're not in trouble. How about that? We're just going to talk about it. We're going to figure out what happened.
Shouldn't we be in trouble, though? I'm willing to accept any punishment that you give.
Alice, I deserve retribution.
No,
we'll come in, and we will tell you what we know.
All right, thanks. I mean, I can't promise that there's not going to be an investigation from the city side of things, but as your guild representative, I will at least try to be on your side, okay?
That's exactly what one of our enemies would say.
I am not your enemy. I don't want any of my fellow guild members to die in the dungeon.
Not at an inconvenient time, that is.
Not at all. You know, the curators have the ear of the governor, and they're always saying we should be doing fewer excursions because it might hurt the temple. You know, break the crystals or the pedestals or whatever, which they're still trying to study.
Well, if anything broke, it was like that when we got here.
We also have to take note of things that get broken and report that. So, I mean, every little problem becomes a bigger problem.
Only for people having dumb adventures. You know, maybe the curators are right. Maybe we shouldn't be in the dungeon. It's full of dangerous skeletons.
We built our city on top of adventure, but at what cost? Adventure should be something far away.
If people had any wisdom at all, they wouldn't have adventures, period. They would be satisfied with what they have. They could just go out in the summer rains and say, yes, this is all the life that I'll ever need. And they wouldn't be tempted to go down into a pit and be shot.
Lowry, I disagree.
What do you disagree with? You weren't the one who got shot.
I mean, if that's how the world worked, how would we improve as a society?
Society would be perfect. It wouldn't need to improve.
I mean, it just sounds like it would be damp.
Damp, and without arrows sticking out of its chest.
Yeah, you should probably go see a doctor about that.
I don't have doctor money.
Yeah, we don't have doctor money.
All right, then I would, I don't know, do a favor for a homeless man in exchange for some liquor, and then, you know, make sure you bandage it up, because that's going to get infected.
My people developed in the swamp. We will be fine. I will not get an infection. Thank you.
Okay, I didn't mean to be racist. Look, you can clear out of here if you want. Just meet me tomorrow, okay? People are going to be looking for you if you don't show up. I don't think you really know anything, but we just got to ask.
Okay, sir, we will come to you first thing tomorrow morning.
I said the evening.
First evening tomorrow morning.
All right, Elvis, the man gets it. Let's go.
You guys head out through the doors and back to the surface. It's late by now, but you're not very tired because you slept all that time that you were down there.
Well, Elvis, I hope that you understand now why this was a terrible idea.
It was a life-changing event, Lowry.
I'll bet it was.
I've never learned so much a day in my life. I understand now why my dad threw me out of the house. I was basically, like, doing nothing the entire time I was home. But today, I truly lived.
No, you nearly died.
But that's how I know that I lived. I saw death in the face an actual skeleton that breathed a purple fog and killed a friend of mine.
Again, it's not that important, but Matios wasn't really a friend.
I considered him a friend. And if I stop now, I'll always wonder what could have been. What did Matios die for, right?
Enough money to buy alcohol?
We didn't even get that!
Exactly, we didn't even get that.
All we came away with was our experience. I understand what you were saying in the cave, Lowry. You're saying that this is the important thing.
No, I mean, yeah, like, kind of.
It's not about the journey or the destination. It's about the inside of you that's present for each of those things.
That would kind of be the journey. The journey.
And there is no destination. It's just a one big ongoing hero's journey that never ever stops circling.
Okay. You're wrong. I'm going to need time to think about why you're wrong, but you are wrong.
I bet. I'm only just now learning. I've learned so much from you, Lowry. Oh my God. Thank you for being my mentor. I could not have asked for someone better.
Well, let's circle back to the point that your opinion doesn't matter.
You're right. Right. What is simply is. And what we is on an adventure.
Okay, I think I see where we're having problems. We're using different definitions of words.
I excitedly walk down the street.
Where are you going?
This is a bad area, right? I look for a homeless man.
Yeah, sure. You see a guy in an alley.
Excuse me, sir. Is there anything that we could do for you?
He looks up at you and blinks and he goes, yeah, you could leave me alone.
Right away, sir. I leave the man alone.
What are you doing now?
Whatever Rosendo said, I am learning so much.